It's Jersey Shot Radio 95.9 The Rat. You are inside the Morning Rat Race here. It's your boy Gotzi and Eastside Dave.
Hello and good morning.
And it's time to wrap up the No Sweat News to gear you up tomorrow for this quiz, which could land you some awesome scratch-offs and that rat bandana.
Okay, coolness.
Study
here we
up,
go.
Study up over at WRAT.com if you missed any of the stories, and we'll have these final three posted up throughout the course of the day. Here we go. Story number one, Dateline Ireland.
Ah!
Yes.
Top of the morning to you, God's sake.
Well, check out what Guinness is doing here. Ooh. Guinness has been using hundreds of thousands of unused kegs of leftover beer to fertilize Christmas trees.
Whoa.
During lockdown.
Oh, I love that. Give me a Guinness Christmas tree right now.
Yeah, man. You have to add water to it or what?
I'll keep that thing in my house 365 days a year.
You'll see me at the base of the tree licking the roots,
man. Oh, my God.
When the lockdown began in Ireland, the Guinness Brewery at St. James Gate in Dublin reduced its operations to a minimum level to maintain its yeast stocks.
Oh.
For the first time, they have done this since 1916. From the Easter Rising Rebellion.
Oh.
You've been to the Guinness factory.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Ireland twice, two separate times, and both times made stop at the Guinness factory.
Gotta love that, huh?
Oh, my Lord. I wanted to jump into the vat of Guinness at one point.
Swimming?
Yeah.
There's your pool open right there.
Exactly,
baby.
Like it was a swimming pool.
Well, Guinness retrieved millions of liters of stout beer and ale from the pubs and bars that had closed their doors. Repurposing leftover beer to fertilize Christmas trees as a part of the environmental friendly forest project.
You know, that's pretty smart. You can't sell it, so you use it for a different purpose. I didn't realize Guinness could be fertilizer. I will say this. People always think it's the thickness is fattening, and it's supposed to be not fat. It's supposed to be iron, which is why they say a Guinness a day keeps the doctor away.
Look at that. Learning something new every day.
It is.
I like that.
Because people think it's thick, right, Gotzi? They think, oh, it's, you know, it's
almost like that milk kind.
Too heavy. And while it is, it's a stout beer, but it's actually filled with vitamins. I'm just saying. Just saying. If you want to open up a Guinness right now here, Gotz, I won't judge you.
I forgot to take my multivitamin today, so yeah, I'll do some Guinness for you.
There you go.
Meanwhile, your trees are going to be half bent. You know? How do we get the angel on top? No problem. Story number two, we take things to Dateline New York, where medics from other states came out to help New York as the coronavirus ravaged in the city back in March. Well, they found themselves under a constant GPS surveillance by the company they worked for.
What?
Now, they're putting a lawsuit against this company and even had their sex lives restricted by their employer, according to a class action lawsuit filed back in Brooklyn.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's
is kind
weird.
Of crazy. Can you imagine?
That's very Big Brother-ish.
Very Big Brother-ish.
Yeah, I don't think I support this.
The EMTs and paramedics working for a company which contracts with FEMA to provide ambulance services had their lives entirely policed by, as Dave just said, the Big Brother-style firm.
Oh.
The lawsuit filed back in Brooklyn, civilized court alleges the company further controlled their activities, including the prohibition from them consuming alcohol, engaging in any sexual activity while at their hotel.
What?
In order to remain, quote-unquote, on call for any emergencies.
Weird.
That's what the lawsuit states.
I don't blame them for suing those people, quite frankly.
Like, yo, man, we're here working, busting our ass, and all of a sudden we want a little our time.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, you can't do that.
Godsey, no.
And lastly here, Dateline Colombia, where a porn star is in trouble.
What? A porn star's in trouble?
That's right.
Oh, no, send the porn signal, quick.
The police in Colombia are looking for a porn star named Carolee Dominic.
Oh.
Dominique, I'm sorry. After she filmed a porn scene on a bus, but herein lies the problem. Ooh. She did it without a face mask on.
Ooh, naughty.
It violates the law that face masks are required on public transportation at all times.
Okay. Yeah. The face mask is what she's getting in trouble for?
That's what she's getting in trouble for.
Not the other thing that she was doing on the bus.
Well, I want to know who's the guy who watched the video and says, oh, wait, she's breaking the law.
Right. Who's diming her out for that?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to know.
Meanwhile, I'm going to say engaging in that sort of activity on a bus does not seem very clean. Doesn't seem very sanitary.
Well, at the beginning of the video, it says here, the woman is seen in gloves and a face mask when she approached by a man at the bus stop. And then she buys a ticket, gets on the bus, and that's when the and action starts. You know what I mean?
Oh.
She also, at the end of the film, gives the gentleman who starred with her her undies.
Oh.
And also, which is considered a big no-no because that is considered unsanitized.
Oh. I didn't know that.
So the police are on the hunt for Karaoke Dominique.
They're hunting in Colombia. This person down. I think we have bigger fish to fry, don't you?
I would say so.
She was just trying to spread some love on a bus, is the way I look at it.
I don't know, my man, but I can't wait to see the video. There you go with your final three stories of the No Sweat News. We'll gear you up tomorrow for that quiz, which could land you those awesome scratch-offs and that great rat bandana.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.